Okay, good morning. We are starting Rosh Pei Bet. Kriya Satara and the Maftir. Okay, a little recap, a little new stuff, and a little recap from 100 simanim ago. Okay, Aleph. Motzi'in Sefer Tara v'korin bo Shiva. When we read the Torah on Shabbos, we lay in seven with seven aliyot. Right, we get from Moshe Rabbeinu the fact that we lane three times a week, and right Shabbos morning, Monday, Thursday, and then pretty much all the other details that's attributed to Ezra HaSofer. V'im ratza lahosif mosif, and then if you want to add to seven aliyot, go ahead. You can make 8, 9, 10, 100 aliyot. It's mutar. That's allowed. Okay, there's no real limit. However, let's read the Haggah. And the halacha is, not only you're allowed to add as much as you want to laning on Shabbos morning, you're allowed to add on Yom Tov as well. Okay? That's the Ikar halacha. The Hagar Ramah continues, V'yesh omrim, v'yom tov en lehosif. But actually, some say on Yom Tov you're not allowed to increase. Shabbos is a higher level of Kedusha, so there Chazal said, lane seven, and you can add as much as you want. But for Yom Tov, you have to stick with the five. And generally speaking, that is the minhag in Ashkenaz. That's the custom they generally keep. There's exceptions. Harbe. And the main famous exception is Simchas Torah. But that's Yom Tov, and they add as much as they need, so everybody gets a chelek in reading from the Torah when you make the siyum on the entire Torah. Okay? Gam, right. Gam, b'chol Yom Tov ein hamaftir miminyan hakruim. Also we see that normally, we're going to read about this more, but on Yom Tov, we also have the maftir is really the sixth aliyah. And that's partially because we allow, Mikar Din, we do allow to be Mosif on Yom Tov, but we're Bachmer not to. Now, I just point out that there are many who say it's better on a regular Shabbos not to make too many extra aliyot as well. Some are a little bit against it, some are more against it. But Mikar Din, one's allowed to, but depending on the minhag, some prefer not to. One, the main reason is given because of Tircha Detzibura. It makes davening longer. Another reason is given is when the halacha was originally written and taught that you're allowed to make as many aliyot is because all the middle aliyot, all of them except for the first bracha and the last bracha, or the first aliyah and the last aliyah, they didn't say brachas before and after. Now when everyone gets his own aliyah and he says his own bracha before and after, so that's it's a little bit like causing a bracha she'ena tzricha. Again, Mikar didn't, we're not choshesh for that. And, okay. And whenever there's going to be an issue of a machloket, for sure, the Mishnah Berurah points out, I think it's Davar Pashut, make the extra aliyah. We don't want to make a machloket out of these issues. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, he points out, Mishnah Berurah also, perhaps obvious, Shabbos Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos you're allowed to add, since Shabbos is holy, you're allowed to add extra aliyos, even if it's Yom Tov. Yom Tov doesn't make it worse. Shabbos makes it better. An exception he makes, though, is for Yom Kippur, because the Dafka, there's an Inyan to have exactly those aliyot broken up the way they are. So Yom Kippur, which falls out on Shabbos, we generally stick with those six. Okay? Mm-hmm. I think that's about it. Right. Mutar likrot olim harbe. You're allowed to call many aliyot. Afapi shakara zema shakara ze v'chozer umevarech. Ein bekach klum. Not only are you allowed to make extra aliyot, you're allowed to have the same God, every new person, every new aliyah, read the exact same three psukim, or the exact same entire aliyah. And it's not a problem, it's not a bracha she'en etzricha, it's all mutar. And that is the very prevalent custom among many Sephardic minyanim. When they want to add extra aliyot, there are shuls in particular, they pick one aliyah and they just keep repeating the same a few psukim again and again. Okay. Hagah v'yesh osrim, and some, no, they say it's asr lechatchila to do that, to read the exact same sukkim. If you want to make an extra hosafa, an extra aliyah, they break up the aliyot, so you're not repeating the same sukkim. Now, of course, when you're reading the exact same sukkim and you don't add any new sukkim, it doesn't, again, it's not really relevant halacha l'maisa, but just, it doesn't add to the shiva minyan, to the minyan shiva, that you have to have seven aliyot. It doesn't count as a new person if you're reading the exact same sukkim, if you don't add on at least two, which you learned earlier. So good, Hagah, we said, is yesh osrin. Some don't allow this, and that's the custom in Ashkenaz. They generally do not repeat the same sukkim. Chutz b'simchas Torah shenagu laharbot v'kruim v'nagu kisvara rishona. But they do agree that when necessary, they do follow the same opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, like Simchas Torah. So they do repeat the exact same sukkim. We have the same issue by Chol HaMoed Sukkos. They repeat the same, everyone repeats the same sukkim. There's no choice, so it's allowed.
It counts towards four.
And it counts towards four, exactly. Whenever you have no choice, it counts towards four. Otherwise, you need to add at least two psukim. That's correct. We learned that also, and I think Kuf Lam and Zayin or something. Same thing. That's correct. Generally, so there are some places by Sfardim I mentioned that they are some are machmer to be like Ashkenazim and only. Oh, it looked like it was full. That's weird. Where is that? You want to pop it in? A little bit stuck here. You know how to release it? There you go. Slide it. Turn it upside down. Yeah, that way. All right, try it. And then, it's done. Okay, thank you. Okay, sorry for the intermission there. So some Sfardim, they do our makpi like the Ashkenazim to try and break up an aliyah versus repeat the same one. The one famous exception when everyone repeats the same sukkim is if you're going to call somebody up who's not Shomer Shabbos. So then that's the time then pretty much they all want to repeat the same three sukkim. Okay. Gimel. Hakol olim leminyan shiva. The following, everybody, including the following count, for one of the seven aliyot, afilu isha, even a woman, v'katan, and even a minor, she'adei alimisha mevarchin, if the katan is smart enough to know who, intelligent enough to know who he's making a bracha to. Aval amro, chachamim, Chazal said, isha lo tikra b'tzibur mipnei kevod hatzibur, but a woman should not lean from the Sefer Torah, or perhaps even get an aliyah, because it is a, yeah, even to get an aliyah, because it is a, it's a ganai for the men. And, it's just interesting to point out, I'm not gonna get into it, but they only say the reason is, bipnei kavod tzibur, they do not say the reason is because of kol isha. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Haga, ve'elu, davka mitstarfim leminyan hakruin. Not only, they only count for the sum of the aliyot, but certainly not for three. At least three of them have to be only men, according even to the original psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which is really from the Mishnah and the Gemara. And there's a question if they count for four, five, and six. In other words, is it only for number seven? Do they count also for Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, etc.? So that's the question. Okay. Regarding the Katan, what if there is no Kohen in the room and you only have a Katan who's a Kohen? So the Radbaz says he gets the Aliyah. The Katan Medafik gets an Aliyah. The Magen Avraham points out, but really there's no mitzvah to give him special kavod unless you're bar mitzvah. Katan, you only have to give him kavod when he is a Katan who's a Kohen, that's bar mitzvah. And that is the minhag that you call up a regular Yisrael. The custom is not to call up a katan if he's the only kohen in the room. Okay. The only time especially by Ashkenazim, the only time they'll call up a katan is for maftir. There are some Sephardic shuls that do call up a katan for even the seven main aliyot. That is the halacha according to the Shulchan Aruch. So, different opinion. Different opinions among the Sephardic shuls. The Elu Dafka, we read that. The Din Eved Kanani Kedin Isha. And Eved Kanani, we don't also, even though really he could count, but he doesn't, but we don't call him up because of Kavat Zibor. Aval Im Imom Yisrael Mutar Lalot. But if his mother is a Jew, then he's a full Jew. And therefore he gets an Aliyah like everybody else. Ve'asur likrod barosh megula, and you cannot read with your head uncovered. Ve'en isur likrod am ha'aretz nichbad asher gadol ador lifnei talmid chacham. Even though you have a talmid chacham in the room and he's not going to get the aliyah, it's not a problem. It's especially if you're going to call up anyone who's has any kind of mechubad, he's an honorable person. For sure, it's not an issue. Ki ein zeh bizayon letalmid chacham. It's not a bizayon to the Talmid Chacham. Adarabba, rak kavod l'Torah. It's a kavod to the Torah. Shemit kaberet banashim gedolim, that you're honoring big people for the Sefer Torah. So that gives kavod to the Sefer Torah. Umamzer mutar le'alot the Sefer Torah, and a mamzer also can 100% can get an aliyah. He's a full Jew. Okay. Let's see anything else. All right. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you have, nobody knows how to read except a katan. So he says, you can, bishat adchak, you can have a katan read if you can't get a gadol to read. Usually a gadol can read, at least if they have two guys, you know, helping the guy move along. But if that's not even possible, you're allowed to get a katan, he says. Afshar l'hakal. Okay, let's go to Dalit. Noagim likrot shiva. The Ligmar Imam Aparsha Veomer Kaddish. So basically, it's just saying you read the whole parsha, all right? Usually with seven, and then once you finish laning the entire parsha, then Veomer Kaddish, and then you say Kaddish. Then Vechozer Vekore Im Hamaftir Mashakara Hashvi, and then we're all familiar. After Kaddish, then comes the Maftir who reads a few. He repeats a few psukim, usually three, but whatever, three and change. And then that's afterwards. Haga. Right. So just quick recap. We read the Haftarah. Well, I'll save this for later. We're going to get to the Haftarah in a moment. So why do we have the whole minhag of the Haftarah? It's because the Haftarah, there was a period way back. I'm not exactly sure what year, but a long time ago. And the Jews, there was a gzeirah. The Jews are now the goyim. They did not allow the Jews to read from a Sefer Torah. So, but they did allow them to read Navi. So they had, presumably, I don't know exactly if we know, but presumably they had. It's kind of how the Mishnah Berurah puts it. They had seven aliyot out of the Navi. They had seven people get up, and each one would read three psukim with the bracha before and after, and then because they weren't allowed to read from the Sefer Torah, they allowed Navi. And then when the gzera stopped, Chazal kept the minhag. They made new brachos, Birkas Haftarah. And then, and so that's why we'll know that, we generally speaking, we're going to see in a moment, you never get less than 21 psukim. Because that's 7 times 3. Now that we have a Haftarah, just by the way, there's 7 brachos altogether that the Maftir gets to say in honor of the Minyan Sheva for Shabbos, 7 aliyos. Right, there's the bracha before and after the aliyah. Right, one bracha before Asher Bachar Banu, then Asher Natan. That's two. And the before Maftir, it may be confusing, before the Haftarah, that long bracha is only one bracha. It's not two brachas. And after the Haftarah, it's 4 brachas. Also, it's not 6. I mean, some Chumashim have it's in 6 paragraphs, but it's 4 brachas afterwards. Okay, so that's 7 altogether. Why do I mention all that, even though that's coming up? Because now we're getting to the Maftir. So there's Chazal also said, because of Kavod of the Torah, we have, whenever you have the Maftir, the one who gets the Haftarah should also get a bracha and read from the Torah. Why? Because when you read from the Torah, along with the Maftir, it shows that the Maftir, that Navi is like subordinate or secondary to the Torah. If you just have 8 people, and 7 read the Torah, and then the 8th person just reads the Navi, you might think like they're all equal. So it gives more. So that's the concept of kavod to the Torah. That's why you have this maftir. So here, we just mentioned. So the maftir, he gets his own aliyah because it's for the kavod of the Torah when he's going to read the haftarah. Hagah. V'chein nohagim b'yom tov she'ein maftir miminyan akruim. The same thing. L'chatchila in order to be makayim. The other opinion, right? There's a machlok in the Gemara we mentioned. If a maftir counts for one of the aliyot. So whenever you're allowed to add an aliyah, even though we hold mikar din, the maftir counts as one of the aliyot. In other words, how do we say this easier? By Tisha B'Av, we only have, in the morning, we have three aliyot, right? And then you read the haftarah. You don't have, the one who reads the haftarah doesn't get it, and there's not another aliyah. The third aliyah is the one who does haftarah, because the maftir is ola leminyan. The whoever gets the haftarah, that does count as the same thing by a tainus tzibur, by menag ashkenaz, that they read a haftarah in the afternoon. So it's the same thing. They don't get another aliyah. That's how we hold mikar din. But we hold, you're allowed to be mosif aliyot. So in order to be makayim, the other opinion in the Gemara that says it doesn't count, so we makayim both. So here he says, so on Yom Tov, we all know this, we know how we go to Shul in the morning. Yom Tov, we read the five aliyot, then you have Kaddish, then the Maftir gets another, reads more Psukim, and then he gets his Haftarah. Okay? Aval Bechol, during the week, Shasru lehosif al minyan hakruim, so then you can add, right? It has to be strict. You're only Mosif on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hashlishi hu amafter. The shlishi is the mafter. That's what we just said. Ubi yom shemotzim shnei svarim ushlosha. When you have two, three svarim come out. Sifrei Torah hamafter korei be'achrona. So then the hamafter, he reads from the last one, of course. The haftarah is always modeled after. The haftarah is always modeled after the mafter, whatever was read last. So I remember once I went to a shul once. It was in New York, in Manhattan, and the guy was so funny. One of the guys at the shul, or the guy, was like, "Oh, this davening was all permished." Because what happened? It was Shabbos. I think Rosh Chodesh Hanukkah. So you're supposed to do Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and then Hanukkah, so that you read the most special haftarah goes to Hanukkah. In the shul, they messed up and they inverted and they read Hanukkah first and then Rosh Chodesh. So what were they supposed to do? So they were supposed to read the haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, because that's what was read last. But anyways, the shul still read the Haftarah of Hanukkah, because that's what it says in the Chumash, the Haftarah for Hanukkah. But anyways, so it was just a little interesting. Anyways, let's continue. Ubiyom shemotzim shnei sefer Torah, read this, amafter kore b'achrona, v'katan yachol likrod v'parshat ha-musafin, o b'abar parshiot shemosifin ba'adar v'chen nohagim, afal pi sheish cholkim, shes the Ramah is mekel for a katan, to read these parshiot, even though one or two of them might be deraisa, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's because the shaliach tzibur, the Baal Koreh, he's the one who's really reading and being motzi everybody. So as long as the Baal Koreh is not a katan, it's not a problem. The omrim kaddish kodim she'oleh ha-maftir, and then you say kaddish before the maftir. V'ein chiluk b'zeh ben ha-sifru al-minyan akruim o-lo. Doesn't really matter. But basically, when do you say Kaddish? You say Kaddish after you finish the whole Parsha. After you finish, I mean, there's a couple of different minhagim, so we won't get into it, but you have, you always say it before the Maftir. Right. Simply put, it could be for every Sefer Torah, once you finish your seven, for the Torah, then you might say another Kaddish. But okay. Let's see. All right. Obviously, in general, I think most shuls don't have a katan read from the four parshiot. That's, or doesn't usually get the aliyah. Okay. Good. Okay. Slight question mark. We'll leave it for Tisha B'Av in the morning. When do you say Kaddish? Do you say Kaddish after Shlishi or after the Haftarah? So it seems we'll see as we keep reading how it might fit in. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's better to say it after the Haftarah, but I believe the general minhag, and the way I saw it also printed in Sidurim, is they say the Kaddish between after Shlishi, before the Haftarah, on Tisha B'Av morning. But, okay. Then, either way, it's not like a big ma'akev either way. That's for sure. Okay. Fine. Hey. Im lo nimtza mi sheyodea la'haftarah le'echad mi'otam she'alu likrat b'Torah. So let's say they can't find anyone who can read the Haftarah except someone who already got an aliyah. Ukavara mar shaliach tzibur kaddish achar kriyat parsha. And you already said kaddish. You had a 7 aliyot. You read kaddish. Now you're looking for someone to do the Haftarah. And nobody in the shul can read the Haftarah except one of the first 7. So what do? This shirotza lahaftar tzarech lachzor velikrat. So if you just, obviously it's ideally to take a new person for the 8th person for the maftir, but if you have no choice, you pick one of the same 7 from before, and he, it doesn't matter if it's 1 or 7, Mishnah Berurah says already it's better to break it up and have one of the first 6, not the 7. But anyways, you pick any one of the 7 after Kaddish, and he gets a new aliyah with new brachos. He says Birkas Torah again before and after. Vivarech al kriyaso tchila vasov. Haga. Aval, im lo amar kaddish, if you didn't say kaddish after mishaala l'shvi, im yodea. But if you didn't say kaddish yet, so the Rama says it's better not to say kaddish. Let the 7th guy, you don't do a maftir. This is a rare scenario, but what happens is all 7, you got 7 aliyot, they finish the parsha, you realize before you say kaddish, you're looking for a guy to do haftarah, and nobody can do it except Mr. Shvi. So what do? You have Mr. Shvi, he's the only one in the room who can read it. So Mr. Shvi will read the Haftarah. And he doesn't, you don't say Kaddish yet, you wait for after the Aliyah, after the Haftarah, and he doesn't get another Aliyah because he just got his Aliyah. And here we say an example of Ola Leminyan Shiva. But if obviously you can get other people, lo yaftar mishaala kvar, you don't use somebody who already, but it looks a little like a bracha sheina tzricha. Also, it's good to be mechabed more people. Okay. Let's see. Fine. Okay. Also, what's interesting pointed out, this also could happen. Not common, but it could happen. Let's say you have, not common. Let's say you read the maftir and you called, you forgot to say kaddish. Somehow you forgot to say Kaddish. You got involved, I don't know, Birkas HaGomel, and you forgot Kaddish. So, and then you called the Maftir, and then you realize, wait a sec, the Maftir just got an Aliyah, and he's about to read the Haftarah, and you realize, should you say Kaddish? So he says, better to say Kaddish after he's all done. Okay, after the Haftarah. Vav. Im tashalech tibur v'sibur v'shishi v'amar Kaddish. What happens if Mr. 6 Aliyah, he just kept on reading. Also a little strange. Nowadays, with all our chumashim, and nobody, everyone was sleeping. Everyone was doing their own thing. Everyone was, and Mr. Shishi just bulldozed and went straight through the end of Shvi. Ein tzarech likrot od acher. What do? You don't call up another Shvi, because you already finished the Torah. So what do? Ela yikra im hamaftir mashakara im hashishi. So then you call up the maftir. He's going to read a few psukim. And the Kai Malan Maftir Ola Leminyan Shiva, because we hold even the guy who does Maftir counts for all 7, so for the number of 7 Aliyot. So right. Now what happens if that's before or after Kaddish? So here you said all 6 and he said Kaddish. So then that's when you do that. But if you remembered before you said Kaddish, that the guy finished the whole parsha. It's all finished. You didn't say Kaddish yet, and you didn't do Shvi yet. So then you're going to get your maftar to read Shvi. V'sayim parsha yomu v'yomar Kaddish. That's the Mishnah Berurah. V'achar kach yachzor likro psukim lemaftir. Okay. So.
If you say Kaddish, you would just call up the Shvi, and we would repeat part of what the Shishi read. And then
right.
You call up a maftar. Then we say Kaddish, and then you say,
All right. So then, if you didn't say Kaddish, then you call Shvi, and then you do Kaddish, and then you do Maftir. So it comes out, you have a scenario where you ended up reading the same 3 psukim 3 times. Very good. Thank you. Zayin. Okay. Kara haparsha betfilat shachrit b'shabbat v'dilig pasuk echad. You read the whole thing, you finished, you put the book away, you put the Sefer Torah, and then you realize, wait, you skipped the whole pasuk, or you even skipped one word. So then, kozer v'kore hu ushnayim imo. So you take out the Sefer Torah, you get the minyan. As many people who show up, at least you have to have a minyan. You take out the Sefer Torah, and you read three psukim. You read that one pasuk that you missed, or that one word, that pasuk that you missed, and two more psukim with it. Even if you completely finish Musaf, it doesn't matter. You don't want the tzibur to miss the entire miss a word or miss a pasuk. So that's what you do. Okay. Resh Pei Gimel. I think let's do a little bit more, just a bit more. Resh Pei Gimel. Lama Eim Otsin Shnei Sefer Torah. B'Shabbos Hakom, we don't bring a second Sefer Torah. Right? Normally on holidays for Musaf, we bring another Sefer Torah. Shabbos, we don't. Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch gives one reason. Because there's no two psukim. There's only two psukim when we read of Yom HaShabbat. And so therefore, we don't read an Aliyah, and we don't take out a whole Sefer Torah for two psukim, and you can't really do three, because then it starts Parsha Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't really work. We're talking about, how come every Shabbos, for the Haftarah, why don't we do of Yom HaShabbos for every week? For the Maftir. So the one reason is because you're not going to read an Aliyah or take out a Sefer Torah for two psukim, you need three. So the Tosfos gives another reason as well, because what's going to happen? If you end up doing the Maftir of Yom HaShabbos every week, what's going to be your Haftarah every week? The same Haftarah every single week. It's going to be, you have to pick up, we don't want that, we want some variety in life and new messages. So we want the Haftarah to be connected to the Parsha, so that's why we want to finish with the Parsha. Let's just read one, and then we'll stop. Let's read one, we'll start Resh Pei Dalet. Gini Haftarah Berchotea. Since I already gave the intro to the Haftarah, let's just, Aleph. Maftirin Banavi Me'inyana Shel Parsha. So in Navi, we read, we want to try and make it something to do with the Parsha. Ve'ein pochatim me'esrim ve'echa psukim. We never left than 21 psukim, we mentioned. Ale'im kein sarik inyana ve'batzir mihachi. So unless, nowadays that we don't really need the Haftarah, so therefore, nowadays, when we do the Haftarah, we want it to be a unit of psukim that match. So sometimes, you'll end up with less than 21 psukim, because if you keep on reading, it's not really relevant to the main reading. Kegon, olasatechem sefru al zivchechem, haga v'davka b'shabbos b'inyan esrim ve'echad, and Shabbos you need 21. Shosh psukim l'kol echad min akruim, 3 times 7, aval b'yom tov shekorin chamisha sagi v'chamisha asar psukim. But a haftarah for a yom tov, really 15 is plenty. Unless you have a tzibur that read the Sefer Torah together, then you're not going to read the Haftarah together. Right, for some reason, if there wasn't a Sefer Torah, they're not going to read the Haftarah. Even if nowadays, even though it used to be they would do the Haftarah instead of the Kriya, nowadays if there's no Kriya Satara, you don't, that there is none, you don't do the Haftarah with the Brah. That's obviously with the bracha. You could say, you can read the Navi, that's just psukim, that's for sure no problem. And if you had a Sefer Torah, but at the time there was no Navi, there's no Tanakh, you couldn't do it, so you can still do that later on. Because once you're a chayev in, once you did Kriya Satara, you're a chayev in Navi, so then even if you can't do Navi right now, like we mentioned earlier, you can always read this, you can do the Kriya later in the day if you need to. So to hear by the Haftarah, you could also pull it out when you get a Tanakh and you can read it. I'll just say, I think we mentioned it. Yeah, just one quick thing. There is an Inyan better to read from a klaf for the Haftarah. Obviously the minhag is, in Klal Yisrael, and it's accepted to use a printed Tanakh. Magen Avraham says better to have a full Tanakh, not a partial Tanakh, but it's all kosher, but it's better to use a klaf. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, when people are spending so much money to beautify their shul, they should spend some of that money to beautify their Nevi'im collection.